the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1815, dated Aleph Elul Tovshin Yudayz, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this with titles to Reb Zalman Tuvia Sheyichya. Last name is Abelsky. Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter from Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh, Mate Sumase, and it has been delayed a little bit till I received it. It seems like the Rebbe is indirectly hinting to him that he shouldn't think that the Rebbe didn't answer him quickly enough. So the Rebbe is basically saying that your letter was delayed. I didn't receive it right away. And it seems like subtly the Rebbe was trying to tell him that it's not like he didn't answer him as soon as he could. The Rebbe says, I thank you about what you are writing about the you organized the registration and the results in the place. They used to register children for the schools. I presume that in that day, we're talking about the reshes over here, which the Rebbe was involved a lot with, as we read earlier. So the Rebbe says, I am very thankful for the registration and the results in the place that you were involved with. And the Rebbe says, you need to be strong in your trust in the blessed Hashem, that everything will be settled down according to the powers that we have in our hands. And then, automatically, all those obstacles and those blockages will sort of disintegrate. They will become bottled. Apparently, he was also writing to the Rebbe that he's maybe having some difficulties over there. There are challenges. I'm not sure. It doesn't say it clearly. But the Rebbe tells him, you should be strong, that you have the strength, you have the powers that we have, which means Chassidim, the Rebbe, and all the obstacles will fall away to the wayside. I look forward to good news from you. Also, the Rebbe said, I was very pleased, had enjoyed a lot, that you are not just satisfied with the job that you have to do, that is placed upon you by your position, but you also add to it with additional perfection. And the Rebbe quotes that, you know, sometimes a teacher has a job or he has a mission, he does just what he has to do. He doesn't do extra. The Rebbe says, no, you are adding. And the Rebbe brings down from the Maimer in Samach Vov, over there it says that this is the sign of a service or of an Eved Nemon, a trustworthy servant. Over there in the Maimer, it discusses about the various levels of a servant and the level of an Eved Nemon, of a trusted servant, is one who goes beyond the obligation, what they have to do. And what I'm talking about, the Rebbe says, what my intention is, that you are writing about your influence and your activities with the yeshiva bachers that are in Kfar Saba. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you will add more vigilance and effort in this, especially in the month of Elul, which is the month of mercy. Then the service is Ani L'Doidi, which is Serusa D'Letato. And afterwards is Doidi Li, Serusa D'Leilo. The Rebbe ends with blessing for success in your holy work, and this should draw down blessing and success in your personal matters. Aksiva Aksima Toiva for you and your wife, may she live. So here you see how the Rebbe is very much encouraging, thanking for the good news. And also the Rebbe is, especially when people go out of their way to do more than even that they have to, and the fact that this shows their devotion, that they're dedicated to the service, And the Rebbe ends up with blessing him for success in all of his personal matters as well.